Bank of Cardiff. This is Shaw.
Yeah, is Patrick Stanley available?
He's actually off today, but I can, is there something that I can help you out with?
What about Reuben Goldstein?
Oh, he's here. Let me see if I can transfer you over. Give me 1 second, okay?
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Inside the window. Oh, wait, that's a web. Okay, sweet.
Bank of Cardiff.
Ruben?
Yes, this is he.
Hey, Ruben, it's Pat with John Curtis Design.
Hey, how are you doing?
Not too bad. I just got a pro forma invoice from Universal. I forwarded it to Patrick because I think you guys are handling everything from now on for the financing part. But they sent it to me
By the way, I'm on I use an IP phone, so it's wireless right now. So if I drop you, I'll call you back. I just had to step over to our other building for a conference, and I'm on my laptop. So we actually funded that. We have final invoices, correct?
Okay, yeah. They might have just sent me a copy. I just got one today. It said a pro forma invoice for the remaining $11,000 or something. So
yeah, they sometimes vendors do that.
And they'll ship as soon as it's paid or something. It might just be a copy that they sent to me.
I just want to
give you a heads up. I forwarded to Patrick. If you want me to forward it to you, if you need it. But
no, I can talk to Patrick, but I believe the arrangement we had with all the vendors is we're doing 75% down for each vendor and 25% upon install. I don't believe we're paying any of them.
Okay.
That was the whole thing.
Okay. I would check and see just in case. What I'll do is I'll forward it to you too.
Yeah.
Just in case, because I know with Universal it was, you know, a certain sum upon order and then a certain sum upon shipment. So, because it's already assembled and I've already got the install scheduled for the following. We should receive it the 6th. The second.
Yeah, I'll speak to Patrick, but I'm not trying to be an ass. It's not my personality. I'm pretty confident we all set them up for 75, 75, 75, and 25% on install for the respective vendors. And I think we're covering the installation.
Okay.
Even though what we're trying to do is we're not trying to have one vendor wait. So if we have to do 3 separate inspections, I believe we're paying for it. That's the whole agreement. That's what we offered on this one. So you guys didn't have to be.
Yeah.
Paid. Let me do that.
Well, I know that the installation was included on them anyways, and I've already scheduled it. They're coming out to do the installation and training on the 6th to the 8th of this month, or the 8th to the 9th of this month.
But they're not asking
November.
Are they asking for the rest of the money before they ship?
I think so. I'm not really sure. It's the same pro forma invoice I got for...
What is the vendor's name?
Give me 1 second. It should be Universal.
Yeah, I made sure I'm not trying to pass the buck. It's really something I made sure Patrick covered, which was they're all approved that we approve them for 75% down and 25% upon final installation. So what I'll do is I'll get with Pat and make sure like there's no issues here because we want to make sure this was done.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Yeah.
It was
for Universal Laser. So.
Yeah. Make sure. Let me follow up with Patrick and make sure if worse comes to worse, can I follow up with you tomorrow morning?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not worried because I know that they were going to be shipping by the 2nd.
I don't want them to delay your delivery, and there will be an issue if they're wanting all their money before shipment. Then there's a kink in the system, and I have to talk to Patrick.
Okay, that's fine. So
yeah, let me figure this out. Yeah, forward it to him, and I'll make sure I try to grab him before the end of the day.
Oh, he's not in today, as far as I understand. So I can forward it to you too, so that we can just take a look.
Yeah,
at it.
Yeah, that'd be fine. I didn't correspond with any of the vendors though, so I'll make sure I talk to him tomorrow morning because I don't know who he's talking to over there.
Yeah, well maybe I'm like I said, I forwarded to him. I forwarded to you just so you can you have it in front of you so when you're ready to talk to him, you know,
yeah,
you've got all the information too. So
yeah, I'll look out for your email and I'll clear this stuff up and see what's going on. I apologize, I'm a little in the dark, but
no, it's not a big deal. I'm not worried. I've already actually received the router, so. and I went out and picked up the computers to run the machinery and stuff like
that. Oh, so it sounds like they're just generating this for your records, but they're not demanding the money before they ship. That's what it sounds like.
It might be. It's possible. So, but like I said, they're sending it to me, and I remember you guys said you were handling everything from here on out. So I just wanted to give you guys a heads up that I had sent you guys the forwarded copy of the email. So, and I tried to send it to you at first, but you aren't under Ruben, so it's like r.goldstein or something.
No, it's no, there's no dot. It's just r.goldstein at Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, cool. And S-T-I-E-N or S-T-I-E-N?
Gotcha.
How do you spell that last name to you?
S-T-E-I-N.
Okay, T-E-I-N, cool.
S-T-E-I-N.
At Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, S-T-E-I-N.
Cool. Normally it populates, but I guess it didn't populate in here, so I have to do it all from the beginning. Cool. All right, I sent it to you.
Cool, man. I'm sorry. I'll clear this up for you guys.
No, it's not a clearing up issue. I just wanted you to give you a heads up that I got the email, and I think it was meant for you guys. And I wanted you to be aware to look out for it when it comes into your email.
Cool.
So, good to go, man. Thanks a lot.
Cool. Thanks,
Have
brother.
Have a good day.
You too, man.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.